Hello, Happy New Year, Happy New Year, and welcome to the Comedians Playing Fantasy Premier League podcast with me, Matt Ford.
And me, John Richardson. What are your predictions going into a brand new year, a fresh start? What do you think will happen to Nottingham Forest, this podcast, and you over the next year?
Firstly, let's deal with Forest. Incredible. Up to 15th. Well, almost technically mid-table.
On the
now.
Wings of love.
Oh! So I went to Southampton away last night.
How did you get there?
I got a lift from a friend of mine.
Of course you did. No trains.
No. My friend Greg had a spare ticket. I was like, oh my God. And he doesn't live far from me. So I was like, I can give you a lift there and back. I was like, oh my word. It was our first away win in the Premier League since
Greg,
May 1999. You are?
May 1999. Is that true? So the first away win this season?
Yeah.
And obviously first season since yesteryear.
Yeah, first away win in the Premier League since 1999, and I was there to watch it. Incredible.
It will be talked about. Do you think this will be talked about more than the European Cups now?
Well, by me, certainly. By me this week.
Oh, there, look, Southampton away. Yeah. Oh, and that was prime Southampton, you know, Che Adams, all that. You know, we went down there, we took it, we came back.
With the greatest respect to Southampton fans, and some of my best friends are Southampton fans. They were terrible, and it was a bad game of football. But who cares, Doc?
Well, on that subject, I was at Elland Road last night watching a terrible game against a terrible West Ham side, and we did not beat them. So congratulations to you for getting the 3 points that we couldn't manage.
But you know what? On Five Live, they said it was an amazing game. They said Luke Ayling was fantastic. It was end-to-end. It was like a cup tie.
Yes, well, I think commentators have a knack for talking up a game. It certainly wasn't the worst game I've seen at Elland Road. It was two teams desperately crying out for a little bit of quality and a little bit of, one doesn't want to be too critical, but an idea of what to do with the ball, perhaps. It was a little bit, oh, shit, I've won the ball. What do I do now? But there were some good phases, and the two goals we conceded, one was a penalty, which was definitely a penalty. One was a very unfortunate back pass and a finish from a striker that I was told couldn't finish and would never score again for West Ham. So, of course, he cracks one in from outside the box, in off the inside of the post. But it's been the way at Leeds now for the last sort of season and a half that you come away from games thinking, maybe we were unlucky there. And then you think, can you be unlucky for a season and a half? Or were we a bit shit?
Well, the league doesn't lie, and we are now tied on points. You've got a game in hand.
Yeah.
Leeds United, 14th on 17 points. Nottingham Forest, 15th on 17 points.
And we play one another soon, no?
We've got to play each other twice, because that other game hasn't been rescheduled yet.
No, so we've got a run of fixtures coming up, really, that are going to make or break our season. And if we don't win some of those, I would say we're going to get relegated, because we've got Aston Villa coming up, we've got you coming up, we've got Brentford coming up. I mean, those are games that really, and then we've got Everton, and then we've got Southampton, with a little blip in between to lose to Manchester United. But if we are not mid-table and 7 or 8 points clear of the drop going into Chelsea, Brighton, Arsenal, Liverpool, I think we're going to get relegated.
I mean, it's a lovely run of fixture. I mean, that couldn't be easier. That's that saying, you've got to play Noddy, Big Ears, the Seven Dwarves. You know,
yes.
Steptoe. You just like, you could, I mean, that is as
yes,
easy
but
as
we
a
are,
Premier League run gets.
We are Bing, you know, or
You're
another
Bing?
Cartoon. Well, I realised, as I mentioned, a current kids TV show that actually, not having kids, you're not up to date with the... I was trying to think of the most feckless... I didn't want to say Bluey, because obviously I think Bluey's quite talented and very creative, actually, and works well as part of a team, which you've seen in the way Bluey's able to sort of bring Bingo into play, but also take orders from Chili and Bandit. I think Bluey's actually quite a talented player, but Bing is, anyone who's watched Bing who has kids will know that Bing's role is to fuck things up and then cry about it.
Is this Paw Patrol?
No, it's a cartoon called Bing, clues in the name. Okay. Paw Patrol, I mean... It's a great question. Thanks for asking. Who would you want in your team? You'd basically take any of the Paw Patrol. Of course you would. They're all going to do a job for you. Rubble, probably not as mobile as you'd want from a footballer, but more an old school sort of centre half, I think, Rubble. Marshall's going to do your job. Of course he is. Chase, I mean, he's a born leader by definition.
Look, I'm not saying Paw Patrol can't get a result at Bing. What I'm saying is, if you've got a player like Chase, you've got to play him in the centre of the park. Because, look, he hasn't got the pace anymore, but he can pick out those passes. Would you agree, Joel?
I would, yes, I would. And of course, you've got to say at this level, you need a difference maker. And who's your difference maker? Well, it's the Skycopter, isn't it? If at this level you're able to literally put the ball into a helicopter and carry it into the opposition goal, that's hard to defend against.
That's the change for me. Look, I totally agree. If you can get the ball in the air in the way that they can, you talk about an aerial threat. You don't get a better aerial threat than an armoured helicopter. Look, that's the army. That's why they've used it at home and abroad to keep this island safe.
Well, I know you're friends with Mayor Humdinger, so I'm not going to put too much pressure on you to call him out over some of his recent actions. But it would perhaps be good to get your thoughts on Mayor Humdinger's frequent attempts to scupper the Paw Patrol's plans.
Look, I think Mayor Humdinger inherited a mess. I think the residents of Adventure Bay know that Mayor Humdinger inherited a black hole in the public finances, that Adventure Bay had been let down by successive parties, by successive leaders, and Mayor Humdinger inherited a very difficult situation. He's got a clear plan to turn Adventure Bay around, and it's going to he's not going to make promises he can't keep, and I think people in Adventure Bay know that. And the question, of course, is what is the alternative in Adventure Bay?
Well, Mayor Goodway.
Mayor Goodway, with the greatest respect, makes we can all sell false promises, and I think the public see through false hope. And I actually think it's irresponsible to make promises that you can't keep, to effectively mislead the residents of Adventure Bay in the way that he's done.
Okay, well, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
We obviously, Mayor Humdinger was asked for comment. He was unavailable to comment, so it would be unfair to speculate.
Out there delivering on the promises. He doesn't waste his time talking to international podcast sensations, John Richardson and Matt Ford. He's getting on with the day job, which is delivering for the residents of Adventure Bay.
Well, I mean, the results speak for themselves. Do you watch any kids' cartoons these days? Obviously, you don't have the excuse of having kids. Are you catching up? You're a man who frequently drinks to excess and falls to sleep to New Labour campaign videos, Euro 96 montages, Harry Kane's best goals, the like. Do you ever wake up and find Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles or Inspector Gadget on your laptop?
No, I mean, I periodically, about 10 years ago, I bought the Thundercats box set, I think the first series, and I was like, oh, God, that'd be a great thing to watch. I actually got quite bored because it turns out it's aimed at my former self.
That box set basically kept, that box set being sold to depressed 30-something men kept Zavi going for about six more months. Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah,
there was something a bit sad about it. Now, obviously, talking of moving on, it's the new year. Do you have any New Year's resolutions, John?
Just to keep just plugging away at this goddamn life, man. You know, you just got to keep going, haven't you, in the face of everything being dog shit. I was really pleased to go to the Leeds game last night because, obviously, coming out of the World Cup, I didn't like the World Cup. I don't really like football anymore. And I realised last night, basically what I like is going to Leeds games. That's what I like. I don't like anything else about football. So I just want to go to more Leeds games. I like the stadium and I like the songs and I like the players.
The booze.
It's just, well, I had to drive last night. So I didn't a booze. I had a Diet Coke.
Oh, I had Coke Zero.
Did you? He's in a pod, aren't we? How come you're off the old boss?
Well, it was more that I don't like to just drink for the sake of it. And
yes, you do.
Well, yeah, I do, yeah, but I like to pretend I don't.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got stuff on today, and actually tonight I'm going to Chelsea Man City.
So busy, bloody busy. I mean, just straight back into it, you know, man. Yeah. Bloody New Year, and then wallop, it'll be next New Year. I'll be like, what happened? God, I went to work, bloody 2024.
Exactly. But I'm going to Chelsea Man City tonight, so I'll have a few beers there.
You're going?
Yeah.
How have you got in there?
Long story, but a friend of mine from Scotland wanted to see some Premier League football. We ended up getting tickets to Chelsea Man City.
And I just Diamond Club?
You know what I'm looking forward to, actually, is
Magging someone off.
Yeah. Go, you mag! But apart from that, being able to watch Haaland without thinking, oh God, don't score against us. Do you know what I mean? Just being able to go to a game as a neutral and just enjoy Haaland, KDB, Phil Foden.
Ooh, truth. You say as a neutral, but I mean, in terms of where football's at, odious game, really.
Oh, come on, man. I mean, firstly, let me just wheel back. Let me just wheel back a second. I love your New Year's resolution because often New Year's resolutions...
I was being sarcastic, by the way.
You what?
Well, I was being sarcastic. I don't want to plough on at all. I want to get drunk in a dressing gown for the rest of the year and eat crisps.
Okay, well,
everything's dog shit.
Well, that's a good New Year's
resolution. Country's gone to the dogs.
I'm trying to build a bridge here, John. And as love a troll, you should like that because it's
build fucking live. A bridge.
That was Clapton, Nina Cherry and Cher, was it, in 94, 95? Anyway, it was on Now 30. Not the point. Your New Year's resolution was to watch Leeds more. Now, I just think that is such a good New Year's resolution because often New Year's resolutions are needlessly punitive. They're like, I'm going to do less of this. I'm going to do less of that. I'm going to restrict. Mm. You flipped it on his head and gone, hang on a second. I'm going to make a New Year's resolution that makes me happier. I'm going to do more of something. And I just think that's wonderful. Well done.
It's the worst time of year to make a resolution because it's dark, it's wet, the world is broken, everybody's ill, and you've just spent a week drinking and eating shit. And then to say to someone, what do you want to do next year? I need to stop having fucking Watsits for breakfast. And then we'll build from there. If people made resolutions in summer, they would be a lot more rewarding. But, I just want to be more involved in my community. I just want to enjoy life. I want to go on more holidays. January, so I just need to fucking sort out. I can't stop itching my anus. I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
a
think
horrible
that's necessarily
time.
A universal thing. But I've always agreed.
Everybody's itching their anus.
Always agreed that the time to assess your life is not just after midnight on New Year's Eve when you're in the street, skint and cold and you can't get home. It's June at a barbecue, surrounded by friends and charred meat or meat substitutes, John, for those of you, those of us.
As long as it's charred.
As long as it's charred. I want to taste
crap.
That coal. That's the best time to do it. So you're going to see Leeds more, so that's good. You know what? I do struggle taking the Christmas decorations down. And I actually, the other night, I took the decorations down on the 3rd of January. On the 2nd
Did
of January.
You? Well, you went early.
Yeah.
So you went in November. So, you know, that's a good slog.
I was saying to my partner the other night, she reminded me of this. It's pathetic. I was like, I don't think I've looked at the Christmas tree enough this year. I haven't looked at it. There's something about a Christmas tree and multicoloured lights. I like to look into the depths of the tree and just sort of daydream. And I felt I hadn't had my personal time with the tree this year. But on January the 2nd, I actually, as I walked across our living room and I was like, oh, I'm going to take it down tomorrow. And then I don't know why I did this. I sort of dismissively wafted at the tree to myself, like, right, I'm taking you down tomorrow, just in my mind. But I actually moved my hand like, meh, like that.
Fuck you, tree.
Yeah. And then I was like, I almost felt guilty for that. I was just like, oh, taking it down I find so hard. But I think once it's taken down, you do then feel cleansed. I don't know if you go through that.
Yeah, well, that's today for me. We've left ours up a little bit longer because it's been such a relentlessly shit Christmas and New Year in terms of illness. So I begrudge taking it down because I've not looked at it. I've not even really been in the same room as it. I haven't been around it. I've basically put it up, naffed off, and then I'm coming to take it down again. It's like renovating a house and then just knocking it down.
Okay. So just to
like
reassure
a Holmes
you.
Under the Hammer where Dion Dublin comes back. Yeah, we put in a new bathroom. We obviously sorted out the damp patch. We put a new extension on for the kitchen. And then we smashed the shit out of this house and set fire to the rubble.
I mean, some people might like that. You know, yeah. Tracy, if you Tracy Emin did that, you're after
worth a billion quid.
Yeah, modern art, you twat.
Yeah, I mean, most of it is rubbish, let's be honest. But just to reassure you, if traditionally you could leave it up until Candlemas, which would allow you to leave it up until the 2nd of February, should you wish.
Yeah, well, I must admit, I'm usually, once it's time, I'm just like, right, get it done. So I am going to do it. And there's something about just getting on, isn't there? There's something about saying, right, that's it, it's done. I'm not quite there yet, but I can feel it coming. I can feel I'm almost ready to say, right, well, that's been a lot of shit. let's crack on.
Oh, we should also deal with the fact that, John, in Fantasy Premier League now, it's 9-7 to me. You did win last week.
Which is incredible because I haven't opened the app since I made my changes on Christmas Eve.
That's really good that you beat me last week. I forgot to touch it last week. You know what? I think I'm gonna win again this week, you know, because at the time
it wouldn't surprise me because I was infuriated to find out it was a double game week this week. I haven't checked fixtures. Do you know where I've been? I've been in A&E, mate. So congratulations on your victory, yeah? Really proud of yourself. You really put in a shift against that disabled under fives team that you played. Really good to see you smashing that second hat trick against the immobile goalkeeper and celebrating his face. So I just really hope you can enjoy that.
I actually think it's sick that you would weaponize whatever ill health you've been experiencing to try and make me feel bad for subbing on a player, for taking Maddison off because he's injured.
No, it's really good. And I think you should definitely celebrate a victory basically funded by Saudi wealth against an ailing team. I think you should really...
Question time with the court minister.
I think you and your bloodletting conglomerate of thieves should really enjoy your victory. And I'm pleased to see you bringing Manchester United players into your team. I just think it's great to see. What is a victory for football and humanity? I think I speak for everyone when I say we're all really, really proud and really excited for you. And we'd love to see where this could lead, you know, who you could possibly bring in to make that team even more dislikable.
General Pinochet.
I notice you've gone with the De Bruyne Haaland double up.
Yeah, man. You got a problem with that?
I went back through the app and I said last week you captained De Bruyne, but yes, not Haaland.
I think that was just a mistake. Mm-hmm. I must have just done that drunk. I was just like, why? Because I'd have beaten you last week if I'd have captained. It's just one of those things. I've learned my mistake. I've learned from that mistake, I hope. Obviously, I'll be there at Stamford Bridge tonight at the time of recording to keep an eye on some of my players. I have Cancelo in there and KDB.
Another great bunch of lads.
I'm just checking on them, be like, hey, boys. So I'm fairly confident of victory this week, the way the points are. I think more of my players left to play.
Do you know what's remarkable? Having not really engaged over the Christmas period at all with football, Joe Wilkinson is still top of the Comedians League.
He's fantastic at it, isn't he? He's so good at it.
It's just you're sort of waiting for it to end. It must be tearing him to pieces because I spoke to him a couple of months ago when he first went top and he was like, the pressure is killing me. To be top at Christmas, and we all know what they say, top at Christmas, you've really got to work to throw that lead away. I mean, at time of recording, he's 3 points ahead of Russell Howard. And Lloyd Griffith has shot up the league along with Richard Osman. Ian Sterling, fifth. Sophie Ridge, sixth. I mean, these are people that we expect to be top three, but they're struggling to keep pace with your Osmonds, your Griffi. And Russell Howard, of course, a relentless force.
He's a phenomenal force. Now, at this time of year, John, the party season isn't exactly over yet. People mm-hmm. have had parties, people may be having New Year's parties. So it's time for Onana, What's My Name? And I am turning up at your party. Knock, knock.
Oh, hello there. Must get that hollow cartoon front door locked at.
Okay, hang on.
Come in.
All right, Claude.
come in.
All right, Claude, how's it going? But you right?
Wow, still got absolutely no idea which hemisphere of the globe you're from.
Is it? Oh,
okay. Now I've right. narrowed it in. Now,
all right, Claude.
Right, well, come in, Fireman Sam. You're always on the move, aren't you?
Oh, I might be soon, but listen about that the better.
Sam?
Hang on a second. You got any nibbles, Bet?
Yeah, absolutely. Help yourself over there to there's some lava bread out. And
lava bread? Oh, God, no. I'd rather have fish and chips, see?
Right. So fish and chips means you're not playing at the moment?
No, I'm not playing. That's not kind of my place in life, but I might have to find a way, if you know what I mean. Do you know what I mean? She doesn't know what I mean. What sort of party is this, Clart?
Why do you keep saying that? What are you saying, Clart or Claude?
Like Clart. How's it going, Bet?
This is Welsh vernacular, is it?
I got it from Gordy Looking Chain.
Right, okay. So you're hanging around with rappers. You're a footballer, right?
Oh, well.
Or football personality.
Absolutely right I am. And we got to start, we got to figure that out. We're running out of time to figure it out. I spilled some of this lava bread on my trainers. I'm not happy about that.
I like my trainers.
People have been slagging them off this week.
People have been slagging off your trainers.
Oh, I got dogs abuse. Oh, but you know what? I think how do I put this? But
you're managing.
Oh, you're good at this. Yeah, I mean,
not Chris Coleman.
No. I wish I bloody was, to be honest. But, this is the thing. It's not going too well. See, so I'm glad to be invited to a party because I'm in a bit of a pickle. But you know, you walk down the seafront and I have me fish and chips and I think, well, you know what? The worst comes to the worst, and I get thrown out of this party. I find another party, and even if I stay at the party, maybe we could be at a better party 2 years' time.
So, you're not Rob Page.
No.
We've already done what's your fella called, Steve Cooper.
Oh, yeah.
Also, so you're not Steve Cooper.
Well, don't you mention his name in front of me. Don't you dare. Not after this. Are you trolling me?
Oh, right. I see. Right.
Oh, how dare you. You're a little wind-up. I think you know what you're doing there.
Okay. Now, I've got to confess.
They warned me, you know. They said, don't go to this house party. He's quick. I said, well, to worry up a little bit, but you know.
I've got to confess, at this point, up until the point you arrived at my party, I had never heard you talk before.
Right.
So I think I know who you are, but it's news to me that you are Welsh.
Ooh.
And certainly that you are in Goldie Looking Chain.
I heard myself on the radio and I thought, I sound like a sort of, Newport kind of. I mean, I'm not saying I'm necessarily putting on my.
Yeah, well,
best.
I've Googled you to check that you are Welsh. I'm not going to lie to check your name because it's one of those sort of forgettable names, isn't it? It's a very, you know, you could equally be a landscape gardener or, you know, my friend's nephew.
And what is my name, just for the avoidance of doubt?
What's your middle name? Do you know?
Well, if you're going to make me Google it, then I'll Google it.
Well, you should know your own middle name, surely. Don't Google it. You should know your own middle name.
Oh, I know it. It's Jason.
What is it? It is Jason, yeah. You've Googled it. Oh, and you're smaller than me. Oh, do you know what? You can stay at the party. You're having a bad time of it, and you're smaller than me, and that makes you a prime candidate to be my friend.
Oh,
that's what I like. People whose lives are shitter than mine, who I can literally and metaphorically look down on.
Well, you've guessed it. It's Nathan Jason Jones, the current manager at time of recording of Southampton Football Club. And, you know, I mentioned the trainers because this week we lost an opener Nottingham Forest. The away end, 5,000 of them, by the way. They sold it out. They travel well, those boys.
That's good. On a Wednesday night.
Wednesday night from Nottingham to Southampton.
That's very good.
5,000. They were just raucous throughout the whole thing. They kept going, Nathan Jones, your trainers are shit. Your trainers are shit.
Did they mean like his coaches?
You are.
Did they mean like the people training his team? You know, like the coaches?
You know what? That's very cerebral. They told me you were quick. But no, they meant the shoes on my feet, the training shoes, of which trainers are, of course, an abbreviation. Yeah, they were slagging off my footwear job.
Y podemos hablar en español, no?
Oh, I don't know about that, but they were naughty.
Well, I see from your Wikipedia page that you're bilingual and you speak Spanish. So
hey, look, I haven't told my dad that yet, so you just be careful, all right?
¿Quieres hablar un poco y decir algo?
Oh, ¿dónde está la biblioteca, Pedro?
Talk to me about your tattoos.
Oh, God, they bloody hurt. I'd say after the first one, I said to her, I said, I'm not doing this again. I said, it's like being stabbed with a big ink sword.
Well, relevant that being pieced is part of what I imagine you enjoyed. I imagine, given what your tattoo is, that you actually enjoyed the feeling of bleeding. It made you feel closer to your the subject of your tattoo.
Well, I look, I mean, we all bleed. So, you know, I guess in a way, no matter who it was of, that would be the case. You're obviously trying to get me to say who it is, what it is.
Jones is a devout Christian who credits his faith with getting him through bad times, so I imagine he'll be leaning heavily on that at the moment. He has several religious tattoos on his body, including praying hands and the crucifixion on his left biceps and forearm, Jesus Christ on his right bicep, and Michelangelo's creation of Adam across his back.
Yeah, I was going to get my ambition is to do the entire 12 stations of the cross across my body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to add to them every year. So over the next 12 years, each station of the cross, I mean, obviously, you know, where do you put Judas? You know, I'm tempted to put him near my arsehole. But I think that would be very, very painful. But like I said, every time I get one of these things, I end up passing out. I end up crying. So, you know, I guess if I have that near my bum hole, then who cares? You know, why not have pain there rather than pain on my, calf muscle?
Well, I mean, we started discussing Fireman Sam. I know you're not Fireman Sam now, but you do nevertheless have some fires to put out, if you know what I mean. You should be off. Any truth in the frequent rumours of Che Adams moving to Leeds United?
I mean, can I just off the record say to you, why the fuck would you want him? I mean, he's a striker who can't score goals.
That's exactly what we need. Yeah, we've got a couple of those, and it would be nice to have another one. Although Rodrigo, in fairness, is banging in the goals. I'm being unfair there.
Yeah, I don't think we want Che Adams.
We don't want Che Adams. It just happens. It keeps getting linked to. I think it was mentioned once in passing in the Bielsa era, and now it's one of those names that every transfer window. Probably he'll go to Forest, though, right? In their continuing quest to sign every player alive.
Well, I get the satirical point, and they told me you were quick. But they got this new Brazilian lad called Scarpa. I got to tell you, bloody hell, the way he strikes a ball, John. I said to the lads last night, fucking hell. If they'd have played with him from the start, it might have been 2-0 instead of 1-0. That's how good he is.
All right, then.
Okay, then. Well, like you say, I got a load of fires to put out. And yeah. I better get off, to be honest, John. Difficult time for me. But it's been a real pleasure.
I would love nothing more than to wish you all the best. But as a Leeds fan, I hope that you don't win another game this season and that you take up the first relegation spot so that we've only got to be better than two teams.
Appreciate it, mate. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go. Nathan Jones. Funny old chap.
He was, yeah. I enjoyed meeting him. I've never heard him talk before. So it was a difficult one to piece together. But I'm going to Google him now after we've done this podcast and let you know what I think of that impression. He was more, let's be honest, he can't sound like that. So clearly more of a caricature.
He actually sounds worse. We were listening to him in Five Live. I mean, it's a small thing. I mean, do you know what? What does a Premier League manager sound like? But you know when you're so used to like Klopp, Guardiola? I mean, even Cooper. I think Steve Cooper is one of the great communicators in global football in terms of his messaging.
Oh, here we go. It's the return of Fordy's hyperbole. It's the first shot in 2023. And we're now moving on to the realms of great communicators. We've, of course, dealt with passing of a football in the past. Fordy, who do you believe? And let's ignore politics and global diplomacy for a moment. Who do you believe is one of the great communicators of all time?
You'd have to say it was Steve Cooper. His message discipline is exceptional. He gets the tone right. He gets the delivery right. He has a remarkable knack for saying the right thing. And he understands that he's speaking to multiple audiences. And he's phenomenal.
Can't bloody move for people talking about how Steve Cooper is one of the great communicators of all time.
You have to, well, look, the proof of the pudding is not only the results he's had at Forest, but the emotional connection he has to the fans because he understands how to talk to people through the media, and that is testament to him. But Nathan Jones does not sound like a Premier League manager. You just go, oh, that sounds more like a sort of local rugby coach. It all sounds a bit local.
Give me a minute, because I've got an interview here that says Nathan Jones' Southampton situation isn't entirely down to me.
I mean, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, of course. So let's. I'm going to listen live now. Good. Nathan Jones, videos, video. He used to have a supply teacher as well. She used to call them videos. If you're good, we're going to watch a video, but only if you're good. Nathan Jones, Southampton situation isn't entirely down to me. And I'm expecting to hear, all right. Yeah? Do your voice, do Nathan Jones again. Give me a sentence leading in and see if we can, I'll be like a DJ mixing. You all can right, do
Claude.
Nathan Jones.
I do it like that. See you. All right, Claude.
Well, Nathan, a familiar theme, gifting the opposition a goal, it gives you a mountain to climb, doesn't it?
It does, and, you know, we started the game really well, really front-footed, had a glorious opportunity to take the lead, didn't take it, and then we gift them a goal, and we know that they're a counter-attack inside, and if you play square balls or wrist balls into midfield, you give the ball away, then you're susceptible to that. And we did that, and they got the goal. But we never demonstrated then enough quality in possession. We had enough situations in around the box with 60-odd percent of possession.
It's not bad.
Vindicated. Vindicated, I would say, by that.
He's got a... It's a more masculine tone, let's be honest. He doesn't do that. You do. He's not up and down.
I think if you find the 5-5 interview from last night, he was slightly more animated, and that would be... Look, John, I'm a voice artiste. What I do is reflect, I would say, accurate notes from within the people that I... satirize, but then also I, you know, augment and cartoonify characters.
What am I doing giving you notes on how to do an impression? It'd be like you telling me how to drink alone in the dark. I apologize. I take that back.
I hope you've not been. When was the last time you drank alone in the dark? And do
oh,
get
look,
in touch?
I haven't drunk alone in the dark now for 10 hours. I had a drink. I got back from the Leeds game last night, obviously, because I drove. I didn't drink. So I thought, I'm going to have one. I was going to go straight to bed. But when you don't drink, you tend to drink things like coffee and Diet Coke. So I was razzing. I was a leg twitching all over the place. Razzing my old tees off. And I see that my wife had opened a bottle of red wine, something she likes to do frequently. Open a bottle of red wine, have a glass, drink half of it, and leave the bottle with the lid off to go vinegary, which I'm fine with. So I thought, well, I'll have a cheeky old glass of that. And I sat and watched videos of Matthias Klick, who it turns out it was his last game for Leeds last night. Very emotional. Sort of spotted something was going on as the players, as the game ended, the players all went straight to Klick and he sort of went to his knees. And you realised, oh, he's out. And he did a lap of the pitch and sort of broke down. And then there was a guard of honour and the players were all wearing Klick t-shirts. And it sort of come a bit out of nowhere. I really like Matthias Klick, but I didn't realise how emotional I was going to get about the end of the sort of, it's the end of the Bielsa era, really. Those players that got us up are sort of one by one drifting away. And so I did a bit of a Ford, really. I sat and watched sort of goal montages and interviews and read articles about him and got needlessly emotional about something. He's not dead. He's just moving to America. So I had a glass of red wine, sat in the kitchen with the lights off. Lucy came down to get a drink. Didn't know I was back. Shit her pants. Which made it all worthwhile. Nothing like terrifying your wife just by being in your own house.
Can you do an impression of how she reacted?
Well, she swears. So she sort of wanders in, eye mask sort of still covering one eye, the other half sort of draped above her forehead, sort of reaching for the door like she's been in the darkness for 24 years and she's just been released. And then she goes, oh, fucking hell. That's what she does.
You're there again.
And she'll say something like,
a click over here.
Yeah. What are you doing there, you twat? What, on a chair? But I mean, it does look tragic. I still had my coat on. It's like when I used to go out, my mum used to find me. When I used to go out drinking, I'd get in hammered. And I'd refuse to go to bed until I'd brushed my teeth. I got really paranoid about not brushing my teeth, but I was too pissed. And I knew if I tried to brush my teeth, I'd be sick. So I would lie on the living room floor thinking, oh, I'll just get my shit together and then I can go and brush my teeth. My mum would come down at about 7 in the morning and find me asleep with my coat zipped up to my face on the living room floor. So I just need to brush my teeth and then I can go to bed. Nutter.
So very cute about that.
I'd come back early, so you know, I was a bit of a lightweight, depressive child. So I was probably back by like 10, half 10. At the point when everyone else went to the club, I'd go to the pizza shop, get a pizza, and then come home, fall asleep with my coat on.
That's great. So click, was it Klich?
Click? Klich. Well, yeah. Klich. Kicking ka, le, e, curly ka, ha.
Klich, click, 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 click. We should. So where's he signed for? DC United in America?
DC United. Until I got home last night and did my internet stalking, didn't realise they were still managed by Wayne Rooney, who I just assumed was out of work.
From DC to DC, from Derby County to District of Columbia. My man Wayne Rooney. We should go and watch.
Let's not pretend I haven't got the tabs open right now, mate. 18th of March, DC away at the Yankee Stadium, playing New York City, baby. They're in Columbus, Ohio on the 5th. I'm trying to work out when he would get into the team. I don't think he's not going to go over there and get straight in, isn't he? But their games don't start until the 26th of February, when they're at home to Toronto. Lots of Americans at Leeds games at the moment. Lots of Americans sniffing around.
Really?
49ers dollar coming in. Suspected that Radrizzani will sell. Lots of Americans there. Lovely to spend your halftime explaining VAR and offside and things to people.
And also, this time we go, they'll all know who Leeds and Forest are because we're in the Prem, baby.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let's be honest, they'll probably still support Chelsea and Manchester City.
Yeah, but they'll know who we are.
I'm United. I'm United. He's Liverpool.
We should go, though. We could record a show over there.
Yeah, live from New York. Live from the Yankee Stadium. I mean, we just about sold out Roosters Brewery. Do you reckon Yankee Stadium is a slight overreach?
No, we'll be like Cotton McKnight and Pepper Brooks. We'll be like...
I don't know who either of those people are.
They're the commentators on Dodgeball.
Catton!
You recognise them. You know them. They're great.
I know Dodgeball. I haven't seen it for a long time. That's a good thing, actually. I might do that soon. I might have a...
ESPN 8, the Ocho. Catton McKnight and Pepper Brooks. You love it.
I've seen it before, just not for many years. My go-to film in that genre, obviously Anchorman, but I also have got a penchant for Big Daddy.
Great film.
Yeah. But I wipe my own ass. It's a sentence I say more often than I should. I know you do, buddy.
Great films. John, I've got some exciting news.
You're retiring from comedy and emigrating.
No, even more exciting than that. We are going to release our very own CPFPL podcast beer with Kirkstall Brewery, and we've asked our listeners to send in their suggestions for what it should be called, and like Erling Haaland, they have delivered. So, we've got a name for our new beer. Can you remember what it is?
It's CPFP Hellas. It's a real quench boost.
I can't believe this is so cool that we've got our own beer. CPFP Hellas, a real quench boost, will be released soon by Kirkstall Brewery and will be giving some away as prizes to listeners and another slice subscribers. And we might even get some paraphernalia made up of beer mats and bar towels. This is the dream come true. Now, as we know, Kirkstall are known for their delicious cask beers like Three Swords and Dissolution, as well as modern hoppy beers like Virtuous and Judicious, and CPFP Hells will be no different. We've got our own beer! As well as brewing great beer, Kirkstall also have some of the best pubs in Yorkshire, like the Kirkstall Bridge Inn and the Cardigan Arms in Leeds, the Sparrow Inn in Bradford, and their own tap room at the brewery on Kirkstall Road. You can get 20% off everything with the code CPFPL20. Just visit the website kirkstallbrewery.com, click on shop, and enter the code for 20% off everything with the code CPFPL20. And oh my God, coming to market soon, our own beer, CPFP Hells, a real quench boost. Can you imagine? I mean, is it the most egotistical thing in the world to get drunk on your own beer?
It would be worse if it was called, like, 40.
I got drunk on our own show. I've had 5 pints of me.
Getting high on your own supply.
Oh, I can't wait to taste it.
what we haven't done is a stat pack. Game week's still going on, I think. There's still a Fulham game.
Yeah.
Do you want to do a stat pack? Or we sort of moved on from FPL, haven't we?
Kane, who you signed, by the way, phenomenal. Mm-hmm. 16 points already. And let's just say about Kane, it's lovely to see him doing well, isn't it? Or isn't it?
Yeah.
No. Why don't you like Aoi?
Because he doesn't play for Leeds. I couldn't give a shit how many he scores.
He plays for England, though,
Danny.
I'm
mad about FPL. I keep checking the league, and I've got so many emotions about I want all teams to lose, and I want the most successful teams to lose the most heavily. And I'm sick of having to check things like, oh, well, at least they got a clean sheet, so that's 6 points. I won't give a shit. I want all teams to fail.
He's one of our own, isn't he? He's Harry. He's England's Harry, isn't he? Harry
he's
and
not
St.
anymore
George
now. He's Tottenham's Harry now. He's Tottenham Hotspur's Harry Kane. And they've got a big old massive stadium that they make shitloads of money on. And they make money off the beer and their accommodation and all that wealth that they pump into their team to make them more successful than we could ever be. And it can fuck off.
Hang on. But every club makes money at the ground. Leeds make money off the beer. What are you
not
on about?
Not enough.
You Northern Mags, you come down here and compared to London Leeds is nothing, and you know it. You mag.
Yes.
You make me so angry, you people. You're slagging us off all the time. If you don't like it, bugger off elsewhere. Somewhere shit.
Looking forward to the Chelsea game.
Oh my God.
I dare you to go in character as that guy.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people don't understand about Chelsea.
Mags,
I've
so
been
nice.
Coming down here since I was since earlier today. I've been coming to Chelsea man and man.
What do you mean?
I've been coming here now 12 hours.
I've been down a bridge, mate. I've been down a bridge. You know what I mean? You know when people say that? Oh, I've been down a bridge, mate. And it's a way of going, almost like making sure you don't ask them more questions. They want to make it sound like they've done loads of stuff. I've done that, mate. I've been a chow of the way. Put it that way. I've been a chow of the way. Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know any other away games?
Oh, done Millwall. Always.
Yeah. Anything outside the M25?
Yeah, done United. Couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
Out there. Mags.
Naughty.
All this Manchester shit. The music's crap. And they're waddling around thinking they're Liam Gallagher or something. They all look the same. Can't London. People from all over the world. I mean, you know. That is his problems and all that. But Manchester, they're all the same. Mags. Oh, we're pretty green and all that. Oh, come on, mate. Come on. You can't beat Michael Kane. You're dressed like Michael Kane. You're looking geezer. Diamond geezer. Prats up north with his silly haircuts. Yeah. Can't even sing anyway.
It's 4D stat pack.
Yeah.
I think that'll do.
That probably will do, yeah.
Quick Harry Kane impression and then a breakdown.
Yeah.
Well, we've had 4D's hyperbole. We've had what's my name? I'd say it's been a ripping good laugh.
It's been a great laugh. It's good to be back fully in the swing in this new year.
And I hope you don't get beaten up at the Chelsea game tonight.
Thank you.
Good luck with that.
Cheers.
I'll be thinking of you.
I'm going to the Wolves game next week.
Sounds sinister when I say it. Wolves.
We're in a quarter final of the League Cup. We beat Wolves. We'll be in the semi final.
Wow, I mean, this could turn into, you could end up mid-table and winning the League Cup.
Yeah, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, no.
What?
No, it wouldn't. Well, I like it more when you fail.
Oh, not sorry.
The very
basis
of our friendship is that you don't do well at things and it drives me forward.
No. That doesn't apply to Forest.
It does, yes. I want them to go out of business.
No.
I want them to cease to be. I want the ground to become an actual forest. I want in 10 years to see you in tears on the floor next to a tree saying, oh, this is where Stuart Pearce banged in that free kick. Now it's a fucking tree. That's what I want.
Sorry, I coughed and then I burped.
What a way to end. That's all we've got time for this episode of Matt Ford's Bowels.
We will. Remember to get in touch. hello@cpfpl.com. Subscribe to anotherslice.com for red hot extra content. Leave a 5-star written review. Share, subscribe, and do all that just as your good deed for the year. Bye.
Bye.